Thank you for coming today to our conference call for Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab. We're a spiritual seeking group who has been around in an organized way for more than 50 years now. I'm Sammy, and I'm the president, and I want to welcome you. Today, I want to start with a short commentary titled, Keep It Simple, Turn to the Light. Day by day, stone by stone, life has its challenges, even to those of us living the charmed life. As we move through the spiral of our individual growth patterns, we all must learn to rise above. Easier said than done, the maverick magician knows that the mind is a magical computer that manifests our thoughts and emotions. Thus, he or she knows that it is essential to manage these thoughts and emotions so they do not get out of control and manifest destructive situations. Alternatively, positive thoughts and emotions will manifest good things. Simply, bless a thing and it will bless you, curse a thing and it will curse you. In each of Al Manning's first three books, he included a table of mental poisons and their symptoms. And as Al states, the basic ideas are of utmost importance to your physical health and general well-being. Negative emotions, guilt, fear, envy, resentment, anger, greed, hate, frustration, pessimism, cynicism, and their blood brothers are the thieves who sneak in and rob us of our good health, our prosperity, our harmonious relations with the environment, and even our confidence in the God of light. So how do we move beyond any negative thinking and or conditions? One way is with the power of the golden key with a 7-day mental diet. As we consider that thoughts are real and shape our reality and destiny, let's remember the good thoughts, let us remember the good fortune, that good fortune is catalyzed by minimizing negative thoughts and maximizing positive thoughts. As a discipline, see if you can eliminate your negative thinking. Wow, what a concept, replacing negative with positive creative thoughts. So for the next 7 days, monitor your thoughts and feelings. When you find a negative thought, change the channel by tuning in to a spiritual phrase, prayer, or affirmation. Know the power of the light will then step in to help you move beyond your limitations. Smile with thanks, accept your good, and leave behind your negativity. I am the light, going to meet the light. Only goodness shall result. As Al Manning offers in his Light Course, beware of harboring thoughts of resentment, hatred, poverty, sickness, or injustice. When they try to intrude into your consciousness, expel them politely. To fight them is to give them power over you, but to replace them with their positive counterparts is to attract the good life. Be faithful and persevering to the light. A little patience may be necessary to recognize that first glimmer, but it shall come to you, and your life will be forever changed for the better. Seek the light, pray for it, and give thanks to the living, loving God for the perfect gift of living light, and accept it. Blessed be. Just want to talk to you for a second about the ESP Laboratory and the Spiritual Science Center that we have here in Durango, Colorado. The church and association was formed in 1965 by Dr. Al Manning, who wrote 23 books on metaphysics and spirituality. I had the good pleasure of studying with him for 30 years and being a member now since 1978. And ESP Lab can change your life. It's positive and affirmative and just wants to tickle your fancy a little bit so that you can enjoy your life to the fullest. What we're going to do now is we're just going to have a short meditation on the power of color to influence. the Great Spirit, the Father of creation, has shared his mystery in the form of a rainbow. The rainbow is light, it's the many colors. And the rainbow is tied to who you are as a light being, as your chakras are color coordinated with the rainbow. And we are talking about the healing power of the light. One element is the beauty of the chakras when they are working in a harmonious fashion. So if we want to do a short meditation, starting in the root chakra, thank you, red light, the light of energy and vitality, for your love, friendship, and help. As this color is lifted up the serpent channels of the spine to revitalize every cell of your being, your blood, with action and passion and energy. As the energy is lifted to the second chakra, where we are experiencing the orange light of illumination, clarification, focused energy, the universal sun power. And we say thank you, orange light, for your love, friendship, and help. As the energy of the orange light of clarity and focus and illumination fills every cell of your being with health and life. Now the red and the orange are lifted right in the area of the spleen to the yellow chakra, and we claim new energy, effectiveness, and beautiful life-giving properties flooding every cell with effectiveness and the power of growth and light as the energy is lifted up the serpent channels of the spine to touch the heart chakra, which is a green light, and we send that green light out from the heart to touch all living, growing things, all of the green garments of the Earth Mother, all positive sparks of life everywhere. And as we feel the healing power of the green light, the emerald green light flooding our being with health, healing, growth, love, and prosperity, we thank you, green light, for your love, friendship, and help, and our oneness with you through our oneness with life. And now we let the energy return to the root of the spine, the base of the spine, and let the red, orange, and yellow, and green energies be lifted to the throat chakra, to the blue light of infinity, creativity, strength, power. And we thank you, blue light, for flooding our souls and our bodies and our minds and our spirits with your cleansing creativity. As the energy is lifted, the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, up the serpent channels of the spine to the brow chakra, where that violet indigo light of the purple flame of magic and your higher teacher and your higher mind is invoked to bring blessings of spiritual development and understanding and psychic energy. As the energies are lifted from the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, the indigo, to the crown chakra, to a red-violet light, to the light of discipline, to the light of the ability to say no, to the power of contraction. And we thank you, indigo light, for your love, friendship, and help. And we thank you, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and red-violet lights, for the power of the rainbow flowing through us and making each chakra operate in its highest self. As the energy is lifted beyond our physical realm into the higher, higher mind of the pure white light of the rainbow radiance that flows through each chakra now, as we thank each power of each color to bless and heal, illumine and raise our consciousness, our being, our body, mind, and spirit with rainbow fire of eternal light. as the energy is lifted beyond the crown into the higher realms, as we say, thank you, white light, for your love, friendship, and help. Thank you, power of the light, for blessing and healing and illumining and raising our vibrations. Now, one element of good health is the power of the light, and each color frequency has a different element of healing strength, if you would, and we've touched upon those. But one element is keeping your aura bright. When your aura is filled with resentment or anger, frustration, negative emotions, emotionalism, it clouds your aura. And we want a bright aura to maintain positive, created, forward-moving energy. We're now going to turn to a spiritual ceremony, and we are first going to go to a prepared altar space, which is full of pictures of our favorite saints, including and teachers, including our founder, Al Manning. And from our point of view, life exists beyond the grave, that we are eternal spiritual beings. And one of our first purposes of our association of ESP Laboratory was to demonstrate that there is life after death. Now, Al Manning is still vibrant and alive on the other side, from my point of view, just as my mother and my father are, and so many folks who have come before to show us the way. But in any event, today, we are going to move to a little altar space in which we welcome the saints of all religions and all sparks of life and light that are positive and with us to join with us in this declaration of healing light. So, as I place this sage, White Mountain Sage from Madre Grande Mountain Sanctuary in San Diego, as we place the sage upon the altar, and we do burn it in the tradition of the native peoples who use the sage as a great purifying influence, drinking it in their sweat lodges, pouring it over their hot rocks in their sweats, and let us know that as the smoke rises and as the sage burns, that this space and this circle of our association, of everyone today who is with us, who is positive and contributive, is blessed and purified on seven planes of reality. Now, knowing that our circle has been purified, we are going to light two candles, one representing the male force, and we have a green candle for that. And of course, in terms of the big picture of ancient mysteries, the green garments of the Earth Mother are reflected here and now. So we light this candle of the male force, symbolized by Pan and Osiris and Hiawatha and many ancient names of our ancient flames. And as we light the candle, as we light the fire, we light the fire that is he. We light the island that is we, that together we may be. And now, in dual creative action, we also reach to light the flame of the Holy Mother, which is the female side of the force. And as we light the flame of the Mother, we light the fire that is she. We light the island that is we, that together we may be, so that we may have this male and female principle on our altar, in invocation of the greater lights, and take a moment and pause and just experience the higher male force and the higher female force within you, as our universe is dual in its nature, male and female, positive and negative. So let's just take a few deep breaths and meditate and experience the power of the male and female side of the force within you and in the entire universe. And knowing that the Father is here, and the Mother is here, and that we are here, let us commune with the higher forces of the universe that are positive and creative, that love us, that are with us. We open ourselves to receive the total love and abundance and harmony on all planes that is our divine inheritance. We thank you, O great Spirit of light, life, love, prosperity, good energy, male and female, father and mother. We invoke you, divine creative source of the universe, into our candle flames and into the water of life that we hold up to you in invocation of your strength, wisdom, beauty, bounty, and bliss, knowing that the universe is one and we are one with it. And where the universal male and female principles of the universal all have been invoked, there they will be always. So as we hold up our water, let us know that the positive creative forces of the universe have been invoked into this chalice of light. And let us share with all sparks of light that love us, that are positive and with us, in this essential water of life, which is now declared water of light and water of spirit. So share with me this water of the eternal spirit. Share with us this water of life, I say, as I put it into my Great Dane's drinking bowl, knowing that we are moving forward into our new destiny, step by step, with intention. And now, we are going to declare in this holy flame that is a oneness circle of all that is positive and creative in this universe, and we will reach to the east, invoking the power of the fire of life in the angelic kingdoms known as Michael, the archangel, in the elemental kingdoms known as Jinn. And we invoke that fire into our altar, into our lives, into ourselves, saying, welcome, fire of creativity. And then we turn to the north, the water of life, the elemental of water, invoking the angelic kingdom of Raphael, the blue flame, the blue water, the blue life, and invoking Nekhna as the chief elemental. And we invoke that power of the water into our altar, into our lives, into ourselves, saying, welcome, water of the north. We're reaching to the great land of air, to the great west, invoking Gabriel and the angel kingdom, and invoking Peralda, queen of the air spirits, as we invoke the air into our being, into our altar, into our lives, saying, welcome, higher intelligence of the air. And as we reach to the south, we invoke the angel Uriel, archangel of the earth, and Tugab, the king of the earth spirits, as we say, welcome great treasuries of the earth into every cell. Fill us with everything that we need, body, mind, and spirit, for a healthy, wealthy, prosperous, and good energy experience on this earth plane and in all the planes in which we exist. And we welcome all the spirits of light and life to be with us. And we are thankful for this moment of time. And now, I declare, Spirit of the Great White Light, burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule, that to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Let us harvest the prayer of protection. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh increase, creativity, peace, love, harmony, positive publicity, just pouring in for you and me and our EFT laboratory and our spiritual science center. So mote it be. Let us harvest this prayer of prosperity. Higher power, send the light to me and we. Higher power, send your powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. Let us harvest this prayer of peace, protection, peace, energy. Now, we are going to close our ceremony knowing that we have blessed everyone participating, everyone who dials into our conference call, and we say thank you for your love, friendship, and help. And as we close this ceremony, we say, it is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mother Nature and Papa Nature and all the sparks of life that are positive and with us. So mote it be. I have a little dollar here that I have warmed in the fires, and I'm sending it to my ESP lab with my donation, knowing that I am sending out this great seed of love and harmony and peace and prosperity. And I declare the work of the ESP Lab and Spiritual Science Center will continue and will expand and will bring love, happiness, good fortune to those who share in the energy. Thank you for today. We bless you. Blessed be.
chakra in the rainbow of you. So if you focus the light in your throat chakra and then